Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than what I should. Yeah.
It is 8:13. Dean Richards will be there live Friday for the big black party. Dean, sponsored by Ravinia, as we get into more on entertainment here, Dean.
It's going to be a very big weekend because in the morning we've got the block party in downtown Naperville, doing the WGN TV morning news, but also the WGN radio morning show.
That'd be the Steve Cochran show?
That would be the Steve Cochran show, but Steve Cochran won't be there.
Yes, I will.
Oh, you will be
there? Yes, I will be there.
You're just not hosting the show.
No, Justin Coughlin will be hosting. I will be there wandering around going, Dean, what are you doing now? Dean, what's that over there? Dean, why are they pointing that camera at you? Dean, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. Is that cool if I do that?
Fortunately, I have security with me all morning. So Steve is going to get arrested Friday morning. You want to be listening for that.
Now, it's not just the morning. It's a long day for you. What are you doing at night?
Well, we'll do the show in the morning, and we've got some big-name bands I want to tell you about in a second. But then that night, thank you, Ravinia, for sponsoring Moron Entertainment.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure they're extremely proud to be associated with the Moron brand.
Yeah, they want us to do a Moron show at Ravinia as long as there's no crowd.
They wanted to do it in December.
Yeah, empty pavilion.
Yeah, an empty outdoor pavilion in December. So I'll be at Ravinia hosting the West Side Story night, where they're going to show the movie West Side Story up on big screens throughout the festival. And the Chicago Symphony Orchestra will play the score live. I will give a pre-show discussion, chat, before all of that starts.
We should give away a pair of tickets, Super Joe.
Try to hold down your enthusiasm, Joe.
Super Joe was talking about something else.
Hey, Dean, I'm going to be there. Would you like me to record it on my phone so you can watch it later, see how it went?
Yeah, I don't like to watch myself.
All right, here's what we do have, Dean. We have a pair of lawn tickets to Ravinia to see Ghostbusters with you.
Oh, fun. That's going to be on July 21st.
Yeah, so that's coming up right around the corner anyway.
Right.
So you can get the Ghostbusters tickets with Dean. If you want to go tomorrow night, you pay, you cheapskate. 312-981.
Friday night.
If you want to go tomorrow night, don't go. 312-9.
Go Friday night, but I won't be there.
No, you'll be there Friday night. You won't be there tomorrow night.
Right. I'll be in Los Angeles tomorrow.
Why are you going to L.A.?
I'm very extremely busy these next few days. I'm going to see Lion King. I'm going to see the Lion King, and then we'll interview the cast of...
Why don't you wait till it opens here? Save you a flight.
I would rather go there.
Pair of lawn tickets to Ravinia to see Ghostbusters. That's a week from Sunday.
Ghostbusters is the 21st.
Yeah, a week from Sunday. Celebrating its... No, is that right? Yeah, it's a week from Sunday. Celebrating its 35th anniversary with the score performed by the CSO, and then Dean will be in the beginning.
I'm gonna give my
busting
pre-show.
Ghosts.
Right.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
That's Super Joe's enthusiasm now that I actually listen to him. I get tickets at ravinia.org, R-A-V-I-N-I-A, ravinia.org. All right, this block party, you got music coming in?
We do. We have, usually we have nice bands that come out and join us, and usually they just play one song. But for the block party this year, we've got two of the biggest bands. In fact, the two bands that are headlining Taste of Chicago on Saturday.
Rolling Stones?
Are going to be performing at the morning show block party.
Madonna?
On Friday. We don't have either of those lined up.
What do you have?
But we do have a couple of huge bands that a lot of people are super excited about. The Strumbellas are
going to
be performing in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, they're great.
And Lovely, the band, will be performing in the 9 o'clock
hour. Well, that's very cool.
And like little mini concerts. Not just one song, but like a little mini concert that they're each going to do each hour.
We're going to do that thing where you climb up on my shoulders and pump your fists again.
Yeah. Bic lighter. Waving a Bic lighter back and forth.
I've got to get my stretching in before. That's this Friday morning, and the Steve Cochran Show will be there live. Justin will do the primary hosting, heavy lifting, while I wander around and go, does anyone need an autograph? Because I know where Dean is.
See how many people mistake us for each other.
That's a good point. That could be funny. We could play Guess Who's Dean.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Guess Who's Dean, Guess Who's Steve.
Yeah.
Is Larry going to show up?
Larry will be there. Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad.
None of them are calling in sick.
Not so far.
How about Pat Tomasulo?
Pat Tomasulo is going to be there.
Abadana Balaval.
Balaval. We're all going to be there. The whole gang. Everybody.
Marcus Leshock.
Everybody.
Sarah Marcus. Gendra.
Yep.
Mike Toomey.
Mike Toomey will be there.
All of them will be there. Bozo the Clown.
No Bozo.
Oh.
Yeah.
So close. Block Party includes the music you mentioned and details on all of it. WGNRadio.com/events. And we should thank the very handsome general manager of WGN Radio and Television, Paul Rennie.
Yes.
And the terrifically talented news and operations director, Jen Lyons, for making this happen.
I heard that both of them are setting up kissing booths.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because what I heard is Jen Lyons said, I will only approve this if Steve Cochran's not there. So
I know there was a lot of negotiation about you being there. I didn't know.
She's going to be excited
to
see
what the details were for all that.
Jen, it's me! No, Jen's lovely, and we get along very well, Dean. I don't know why you'd start a rumor like that. Coming up, Rip Torn.
At least right to your face.
Rip Torn. Friends news, Lady Gaga news, Woodstock news, and... there's a media mogul in the weed business that Dean's going to tell you about.
Right.
I should probably invest, huh?
Well, yeah, everybody's doing it, Steve. Everyone's getting into the weed business.
And I don't mean invest like the old days where you buy weed from a guy named Larry.
Out of your car? No.
No.
No, those days are over, apparently, now.
No, this is legal weed.
You'll be calling his name. Oh, 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 oh. Dean Richard, the entertainment editor. Channel 720.
It is I-24. We continue now with more on entertainment, sponsored by Ravinia. And congratulations to Cheryl from Calumet City, who just won the tickets to see Dean and the Ghostbusters situation at Ravinia a week from Sunday night.
That's fun.
So there you go. All right, let's jump in. Which
may have a special guest with me on Friday at Ravinia. I'm trying to line it up.
It's Dave Bennett?
Not confirmed yet, but I'm trying to get that alligator that's in the lagoon.
Oh, that would be cool.
Set him loose in Ravinia.
That'd be hilarious. By the way, we are still hoping to have an exclusive interview with the alligator on this show before 10.
Wow.
Now, the weasel producers there at Channel 9 normally steal my guests, but in this case, we won't tell you when it's going to happen, so you won't be able to swipe
it. That's a good idea. That's, you got to protect that way. Can't they are weasels.
The alligator, like on a blanket on the lawn with a candelabra and a glass of wine.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Right? Enjoying a night at Ravinia.
Yeah.
You know, Dean, I made the point earlier. The alligator's swimming around the lagoon, doesn't recognize anybody that looks like him. What if he breeds with something else in the lagoon?
No. Oh.
Now you got yourself a movie.
Yeah. There are definitely been some unidentified living objects in that lagoon through the years.
Sure. Yeah. What if the mob dumps a body in there? What could happen? It's no good.
Hey, look, Jimmy Hoffa with really sharp teeth.
Gator food.
Rip Torn died.
I'm so sad about this because he was one of my favorite character actors of all time. Probably best known as Artie, the foul-mouthed TV producer from The Larry Sanders Show. And we have just a quick little clip of some funny moments.
How'd you find
a
clean clip?
Well, we had to bleep some of it. But
okay.
The best stuff that he does is so incredibly filthy and inappropriate. You'd have to go on YouTube or wherever Larry Sanders Show is streaming to watch it. But here's a little taste.
Don't take this as a threat, but I killed a man like you in Korea, hand to hand.
Whoa, whoa. Mamalusha.
Trebalusha, Gabusha. You just go home. I'll come over there later, stick a red hot poker up your we'll call it even.
Okay. You have my address, all right?
And your poker size.
Okay.
And your poker size. Tremendous. Also tremendous in Defending Your Life.
Defending Your Life.
Men in Black.
He was nominated for an Academy Award for the movie Cross Creek.
Yep.
He was hilarious in Dodgeball.
Right.
Throwing the wrench.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
He was nominated for an Emmy Award 6 times for his role as Artie. on the Larry Sanders Show. He won one time. He was nominated for a Tony Award. He actually started on Broadway and co-starred with Paul Newman on Broadway.
He was a serious character actor until Larry Sanders.
And, yeah, kind of breathed new life and to his career. Died peacefully at his home with his family by his side, 88 years old.
Which media mogul selling weed?
It's Jay-Z.
In a hizzy?
He will be in a hizzy as soon as the weed starts rolling in, I guess. Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't have enough money already. He doesn't have a beautiful enough wife. He doesn't have enough things going for him now. He's become part of a cannabis-producing company. He will be the director of development for the company, and also he will lead the portion of the company which takes ex-cons and uses them and trains them into this new industry in the United States. So
that's kind of an interesting
thing. The whole thing is kind of is very, very interesting, yeah.
All right, so here's the question. How much money would it take for you to lose all interest in doing anything outside your house?
What do you mean?
Like never do anything again.
Never do any work.
Sit around, watch the Game Show Network all day.
Well, I pretty much do that now as it is.
Oh, you do? Okay, I'm just checking. Because for me, it's another $100.
Where you would just quit everything?
I'd just be done.
Just to watch TV?
Yeah. TV is not that interesting, I suppose.
Just not to come to work. Yeah.
But no one should give me the extra $100 because if I lost my incentive to come in here and, you know, crush it for 4 hours and 5 minutes a day, what am I going to do with the other 18 hours and 55 minutes? You know what I'm saying?
Well, all I know is that if I wasn't doing this, I would still wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning because that's the best part of the whole job.
You'd wake up at that hour to pee. All right, now I heard a ridiculous number. I heard NBC, whatever holding company owns NBC this week, paid like a gazillion dollars to get Friends off of Netflix.
Well, I didn't hear the amount of money, but I think the
Michael, deal, look that up for me. Will you? See if you can find how much NBC paid.
The deal is going to be over, and Friends will be leaving Netflix next year. But it's not going to be. NBC is starting its new online platform called NBC Universal. But there's a new platform also that is starting up that's going to be called HBO Now.
Because NBC owns HBO, too?
Well, NBC does not own HBO, but I think it might be the production company of Friends, not that actually owns Friends.
Okay.
Because that's going to be Warner Brothers. It's going to be CNN product. It's going to be TBS, TNT. A lot of the Time Warner companies are putting all of their... They're going to put all of their streaming material on this new service, and that includes Friends, which had been on Netflix up until this point. But starting next year, it will no longer be on Netflix. Things are going to change on television. You know, for television, for watching on your television set, however it is, whether it's actual signals over the air or streaming services, things are going to be changing dramatically over the next three to five years.
All right, so here's the thing. I loved Seinfeld. I've seen every Seinfeld over and over and over again. I'm not burned out on it necessarily, but I don't look for Seinfeld. I love Friends. I've seen every Friends over and over and over again. Yeah, there's a couple of key episodes of Friends that I would watch over and over again, like the nap episode where Joey and Ross take a nap together.
Right.
But I wouldn't necessarily search it out. Don't you run the risk that people get burned out on a show like Friends?
Apparently they do not. For this show, for The Office, for Golden Girls, tremendously popular still in reruns and on streaming services. People like to, I guess they find them comforting to watch some of these old shows.
Okay. Lady Gaga's new business?
Gaga's starting a makeup business, cosmetics and makeup business, which makes sense because she certainly has made her mark on the beauty world with her line. I don't know if you'll be able to get bologna, salami, the cold cuts that she likes to wear, but you will be able to get makeup sticks, multi-use makeup sticks, Steve, for your eyes, lips, and cheeks.
That's great news for me.
That is going to be one of the products for this. It's called House Laboratories. It'll be available on Amazon.
Woodstock occurred in a farm field in eastern New York State, upstate New York. 50 years ago.
Yep.
And they've now had two or three places that have bailed on having the 50th anniversary of Woodstock in about a month or two. What's the latest?
Add another place that has bailed on them. They were trying to get the Vernon Downs horse track. Vernon,
so it's near Syracuse, near
New York, right? And at the last minute, the Oneida County Administrator there says they can't put it all together. They need way more time than the promoters are trying to get this done in. So they said no as well. But this is, I think this is the fourth site now that said that they're not interested.
Well, maybe they can do the 51st anniversary.
Yeah, anybody can do a 50th anniversary.
Right. And again, live bands in tow for Friday morning, or what?
Are the Strumbellas and Lovely the Band. They're going to be performing, both of them performing little mini concerts, not just one song, but little mini concert sets in our 8 and 9 o'clock hours. The WGN Morning News Block Party will all be out there from TV, and Steve is going to be there strolling the grounds. You've been warned.
Well, here's the thing, right? Because Justin's perfectly capable of hosting the show. He's done it before many times. So I'm going to have a lot of time to wander around. Who should I bug the most?
You know who loves being just bugged is Larry. Larry Potash, if you could just talk to him when he's not on the air, even sometimes when he's on the air.
Right.
But especially when he's off the air and he appears to be trying to prepare something for the next segment, he's just pretending.
That's when he gets in his ear.
That's where he really loves people talking to him while he's pretending to get ready for something else.
There you go, Larry, 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 yeah. Larry. Look at me, Larry. Look at me. Yeah, that'll be fun. Okay. I'll see you Friday morning.
Who doesn't love that? I can't wait.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
That's Dean Richards. That's more on entertainment for today.